Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of VSpeaks Conversations with Heart and Soul. We are filming season three this week, and we're having a dynamite time. I have a special guest today. He is our personal trainer, and by our, I mean the company's personal trainer, where he comes to our office every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., and he works us out hard and keeps us all mentally well, in shape, and having a lot of fun early in the morning. He's amazing. His name is Derek McMahon. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Yep. And for people watching or listening, we just finished our one-hour session in the parking lot this morning.
We did. We get
a little sweat on our brows maybe, but that's okay. It's real life, real time.
Yes.
And it's amazing. We've been with you now for, is it like going on 4 months?
About three and a half. Yeah, a little more than three.
Yeah. So we were introduced to you. I think Zach had reached out to us, and Zach is the founder and owner of 4x4 Fitness.
Yes.
And I think it's a fascinating business to offer personal training remotely and mobily on the road. So you come to us rather than we go to you in a gym, or even, you know, I know you go to people's homes and businesses, and in our case, in our parking lot here, are the offices of V and the Idea Boutique. So tell me how it started. I know you hail from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so how did you go from Minnesota to meeting Zach in Nashville and back here?
Yes. So originally I'm from Minnesota. We grew up in Minnesota. Zach and I both went to college in Minnesota. We both went to a small school up there. Mm-hmm. Zach played football there, and he actually, while he was in school, he worked for one of my clients who I was training down in Winona. Zach is a few years older than me too, so he went through school, I think, 4 or 5 years before me. Mm-hmm. But while he was there, he was working for my client who I had up in Minnesota. And my client and I developed a good relationship. He had a good relationship with Zach still, and he ended up connecting the two of us.
Oh, that's great.
I really didn't know Zach until that point. And at that point, Zach and I had done some phone calls. We talked about, hey, where's our – honestly, it was more so like, where's our vision at for fitness? Where do we – what are our values in terms of fitness? And things like that. And we really lined up on a lot of stuff. My wife and I knew we were going to move. We didn't know where at that point. We knew God was telling us to go somewhere, somewhere south specifically. Mm-hmm. I got an offer from Zach about Nashville. We prayed about it. Basically, we decided not to go to Nashville. We decided to go to Panama City Beach. Mm-hmm. And I told Zach that, thinking that it was all over. Okay, we're going to find something else while we're down there. And he offered me basically a sort of a franchise into another state. So we're mainly based off of Nashville right now. And now I'm the first one down here in Florida. Now we're multi-state with the business. And
that's great because it's almost like your decision to not go to Nashville was probably a pivotal turning point for Zach to say, well, all right, well, maybe we'll venture out into other states this idea, right?
Yeah, I think that is the case, though. 100%.
And so organic growth is always definitely the best.
Yeah.
And so I think Zach had reached out to one of our staff members, Marta, and started talking about it, and I thought it was such a fun idea. I love working out. I find it very difficult to work out consistently because of time, you know, a time deficit. Mm-hmm. I do think it's great for a well-balanced life, like mind, soul, and body. I don't think it's just for the body. As much as I love being in shape physically, I prefer the mental wellness that it gives me, happiness, getting the blood going.
Yeah.
You know, camaraderie, even like the relationship between trainer and your students, right? Would you call them students or whatever? But it's an intimate relationship.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we listen to what you say and like there's a, you know, we're under your training, okay, so to speak. But I find that requires a lot of trust.
For sure.
You know, from the get-go, and the better that relationship is fostered. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if a lot of people talk about that, but, and then if you really, like, get a lot out of that relationship, too, like, that is part of it. It's part of the consistency of, like, oh, I want to go see Derek, you know, or the same for probably who you're training, too. You know? So, yeah, it's a pretty great thing to do that I think should be done, like, if everyone can do this in some form or fashion, they should.
Yeah, I agree. And I love what you said about it being holistic, about mind, body, soul. You know, I think as a trainer, I think you want to get a trainer who feels that that's part of their purpose, is to help people develop that.
Yeah.
Because then it comes from a place of, and this is the thing that Zach and I had talked about too, is like, are we genuinely trying to help people, or is this for the money?
Yeah.
You know, and we both were like, this is genuinely something that we're going to be doing no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that gives me a lot of confidence when training people. Mm-hmm. And I think it opens up trust with the client mm-hmm. as well, because mm-hmm. they think he's actually, or they know that I'm genuinely trying to help them with right. their fitness. And that's
right.
holistic. I think it's super important. I think it's a cool thing that you just yeah. mentioned right there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I feel about it too. And so, it is really important to keep it going. And, as each year passes, I find that myself and pretty much everybody mm-hmm. else that I know, mm-hmm. is operating with a time deficit.
Yes.
So we're coming to work anyway.
Yeah.
So if our trainer, you mm-hmm. can come to work an hour earlier, and we can meet here because we're coming here anyway.
Yeah.
And we can get a hardcore hour-long workout in before yeah. we start our day. That's excellent time management.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else that goes with that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just been really fun. And we kind of like, are we going to keep this forever, you know? And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that would be hard not to do. It would be hard to like get used to this like regime, sure. you know, and all the benefits and yeah. then like not do it anymore, you mm-hmm. know? So yeah, I'm so glad that we met, and I think yeah. that you're an amazing trainer, and I think that I could only speculate that it might be hard training like multiple people like us, you know. So I think you do that really well,
sure,
because you're I can tell you're studying
mm-hmm.
Everybody, like yeah. what they can do and what they can't do. I mean, and so
yeah.
you know, whatever you tell each of us to do, you know, we do. That's our role. Our role is to obey what you say to do, right?
Sure. That sounds intense, but yeah, that is the
I'm
case.
I'm kidding,
yeah.
but no, like if you tell me to do something, I'm thinking, he thinks I can do it.
Yeah.
And so I have faith that I can do it because right. you think I can.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think there's a certain level of encouragement that comes with being a trainer that you need to be able to give people, and that I think you want to give to people. That's just kind of naturally who I am, is I like to encourage people. But then it also comes down to a certain level of honesty too, of where somebody's at. Because you don't want to encourage somebody to do something they're not,
yeah,
like that they can't for sure not able to do.
Right.
You know, obviously you can push, and
right,
you can
right.
do a bunch, Lisa, so
but
keep pushing.
But that's an art, though, yeah. to be able to like size that up really quickly, like,
sure.
you know, what they can do. I mean, I do really think that's an art, to study like
yeah.
people and where they are and what they can do.
Yeah.
And that's your job. I would say that might be like the hardest job of a trainer, to push somebody so that they have the maximum benefit, but
yeah.
then not like that fine line of over-pushing. I mean, that probably is a big deal, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of times too, trainers, I'll say this really quick, early on when you're training, it's almost an ego thing of, you know, I want to show this person a good workout that's yeah. just going to make them just so
fall
sore
over.
That it's not even funny, you know?
Yeah.
But I think as you spend more time as a trainer, as you have more experience as a trainer, then you start to recognize. And honestly, another big part of this for me, big perspective change, was coming to Christ and changing my perspective
yeah.
on training.
Yeah.
Where before it was kind of vanity for, I want to destroy the body, you know,
right.
to
build the body. You want to destroy the body.
To
yeah.
build, and then now it's, I want to build the body. So, build the body, build the mind, build the soul so that I can perform in my life
yeah.
properly. And like you said right. before, I'm in community with
yeah.
my work people, yeah. the camaraderie that comes with that is,
yeah, it's a big part of it.
It's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's so fun. So when did you come to Christ? Would that not was that a new thing that happened?
Were
you
yeah, like, I didn't really, you know, I grew up kind of around the church
yeah.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No stern principles, no stern teaching on Christ necessarily. My parents were amazing people,
mm-hmm.
incredible people, but I did end up drifting away.
Mm-hmm.
And I drifted pretty far away, And I ended up coming to Christ, actually it was just 2021, in May of 2021. Okay. So I started feeling conviction.
Yeah.
And I finally just recognized Jesus Christ as the truth.
Yeah.
And it just opened my eyes. It gave me a certain level of confidence. And then all of these things that I was dealing with were slowly taken away from me. It wasn't even an effort thing, mm-hmm. really, you know, and mm-hmm. you know how it is too. It just kind of falls off. And yeah. As you seek him and
yeah.
I give that.
And you become new.
You become new.
You become new. Well, that's amazing. And that you're bringing a lot to the table with that too, because there's a lot of encouragement there mm-hmm. that you're giving people, even if you're not saying anything and you're, you know, it's who you are. You're representing. You know,
100%.
That's what
yeah.
we're doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we're doing is representing,
right? Right.
And that should be enough.
Yeah.
You know, it should be if we're like really, you know,
doing
walking
it.
A daily, right?
Oh yeah, it yeah. should be.
You should be
obvious.
Different.
Yeah.
You should be different.
Yeah.
Than the average bear, right?
Absolutely.
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy for you in that. And your wife, you're newly married.
Yes.
And you're having a little baby.
Yes, baby boy.
Baby boy.
Yes.
Soon. 4 months. 5 months.
February.
Okay, February.
So,
okay, so exciting.
Yes.
So you just were married and went on your honeymoon to Ireland, which is
yes.
where my homeland, so to speak, and that my
it's
family's all from
amazing.
There.
Yeah.
And where did you go again? I think Galway. You told me.
Yeah, we went yeah. to Galway. So initially we flew into Paris mm-hmm. and we stayed there for I think 5 days.
Oh, that's
in
fun.
Paris. Mm-hmm. And then we went from there. We went to Ireland. Uh-huh. We stayed in Dublin when we were in Ireland. And then we ventured off over into Galway
yeah.
and into the Cliffs of Moher.
Yes.
If you go to Ireland, that's where you probably...
Yes.
That's the
it's a
spot
must.
To
it's
be.
A must-see.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much. We've taken many people there, and I've been there probably 12 times in my life.
Oh,
and
man.
It never gets old.
It would never
it's
get old,
It's just like,
no.
You know, it's not the eighth wonder of the world or the ninth, but it could be, you know, it could be the ninth, right?
It's so green.
It's so really, really,
it's
really amazing. So yeah. How do you like living in Florida?
That's a good question, yeah. And what's crazy, it's different. We came down here, you know, in the middle of summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
which
hot.
People in Minnesota are like, what are you doing? You know, this is the wrong time to go down there.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to go in the fall and the winter. But we came down end of May, we got here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've absolutely loved it.
That's good.
Yeah, I think the people around here that I've been meeting are incredible people.
They are
incredible people, and I love the area. Obviously, the beach is amazing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah, so
it's
good.
Really
We're so
great.
Glad to have you here. So I know just from social media,
yeah.
which is such a crazy great way. It's almost like the new newspaper, you know, like
it's,
locally for people that we know. So then
yeah.
when I see your Instagram or your 4x4
yeah.
Instagram, and I see that you're working out Amanda at Rosemary Beach
Amanda,
and her
yes,
crew and
yes.
Phil McDonald from
yep.
Black Bear and,
yep.
and a bunch of other people that I know.
Yeah.
And it's fun because
it's
we're
so
not
fun.
Together, but
yeah.
there's weirdly a camaraderie that, oh, they're working out with Derek and we worked out with them yesterday.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
it's kind of fun.
It's so fun. I talked to other clients and I actually talked to Phil last week and told him I'd work out with you guys. I think he saw on
yeah,
Instagram
yeah.
too, probably.
How could they not?
Yeah, right.
Because we post it every time.
And it's just funny. You guys all know each other.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
all like
long
friends.
History.
Long history.
Oh my gosh, there's
so,
so
cool.
much history. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so okay. I'm lucky enough to just like get here and now I'm like kind of
And then
in
you'll
that
know everybody.
Too, and it's
you'll know everyone that we know.
Yeah.
And then you'll know everyone that all your other people knowing too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really great. Yeah. It's
so
really great.
When you were in college, is that when you got into the profession basically that you're in right now with weight training?
Yeah. So yeah. when I was in college, I did my personal training certification, which
okay.
is a pretty easy certification, honestly.
Uh-huh.
You just have to study material and then you pass a test.
Uh-huh.
So it's really not too bad. I did it when I was 18.
Okay.
So I did that like right away after high school, basically.
Yeah.
And then I went back to school and I did my exercise science degree. So I did a 4-year degree specifically for exercise science, which translates over into personal training really
yeah.
well.
Yes. Perfect.
And I was personal training all throughout college too. I was just finding ways to, how can I train people? And that's what I was doing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you look great. And
thank you.
Even since I first saw you like 4 months ago when we first met, and then I think you came here last week, I go, did you get bigger? I mean, Derek, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because you're working everybody else out. And then I asked you, I go, well, when do you work out? And, and you told me your ritual. Will you share that with everybody when you work out, like at 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah,
right?
Usually that's the case. Like this morning, that was the case.
Okay.
That's if my day is ideal, if I'm crushing it in the day, I'm up at 3:30. I run to my gym. It's really close to my house. We'll run there, hit a quick like 30, 45 minute workout, run back. And then
oh, you run. You physically run.
I physically run.
Not drive, run.
No, I run. Literally run, yeah.
Okay.
So I do that. And I usually finish up around 5 o'clock is the goal.
Okay.
It's pretty quick.
And that's then, an hour and a half workout, though.
Hour and a half, yep. And then we, I get ready and go do my day.
Yeah.
But as a trainer too, if you're not leading the way
yeah.
with your clients, mm-hmm. if you're not practicing what you preach, there's a lack of integrity there.
Mm.
And for me, whenever I've fallen off with my health, mm-hmm. my training has fallen off too. Because it's just I'm not as convicted in what I'm showing.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
So,
great. So give our listeners a little bit of backstory on Zach and his NFL days and all that, right?
Oh, yeah. He's actually got a wild story.
Yeah, what's his story?
I wish I knew the whole thing, like, in detail, so I can give you, like, kind of a brief idea.
Uh-huh.
But he grew up on a farm. Like, he grew up on an Amish farm. And he walked on to college football.
Walked on?
He walked on to college football. He didn't have any, as far as I know, he didn't have any scholarships going on. He didn't have anything like that going on for football.
Uh-huh.
He just worked his butt off. Like, he's a super hard worker. He's probably one of the hardest workers I know. Like, he's going to put the work in and get done what he needs to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that for football, and it ended up getting him on Winona State football team,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's a Division II mm-hmm. football. So it's not a D1, it's D2. But
right.
he continued to work through that, continued to push, continued to get better at football. And eventually it led him to walking on and trying out for the Buffalo Bills and making the team.
That's
which is
crazy.
Absurd.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's absurd.
It's like that shouldn't happen. So clearly he's putting in some serious work to make that happen.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So on pictures on Instagram, like his farm complex, whatever he's got going on there in Franklin, Tennessee, looks amazing with all of the, you know, the ropes and everything that you have us doing too, spread all around the farm. So does he have a lot of people coming there to work out too, or is that just his training facility?
So that's kind of our we could say like headquarters sort of thing is in Franklin, and that's where all the trainers will go together and we'll meet and we'll do meetings and stuff there. We'll do pictures and stuff there.
Okay.
We'll hang out there and kind of fellowship.
And probably work out. What's a workout like with all you people? That would be hardcore.
We haven't done one of those yet. I haven't done one with them at least, but that would be intense.
That would be hardcore.
That would be hardcore.
Yeah.
They do the mobile training in Tennessee as well. That's all we do at 4x4 right now is the mobile training.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of our specialty.
Yeah.
And
which is a great niche to be in right now,
you know,
with the time deficit that so many people have. And just the ease of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the commitment. Even for myself, maybe I'm like the worst example of someone that's, you know, training or whatever, but like I have to have accountability
mm-hmm.
or else I will, you know, I have too much to do right now, so I can't do it. And then missing a workout for a week turns into two, turns into three.
Yeah.
And so I'm just one of those people that has to have, you know, accountability with a trainer.
Yeah.
And I had worked out with a trainer and, you know, still do mm-hmm. as well in Destin, Zoltan Nagy. And he really instilled in me, you know, the eating, the mind, body, soul.
Gotcha.
Then, you know, you come on into mm-hmm. our lives and everything. And it's, it furthers that it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I couldn't really get there anymore because the traffic was so bad and and I got so busy.
That's
so
far,
it was so hard to get there.
Yeah.
And then I found myself maybe going through like a good 6 months with like working out consistently. It wasn't good for me.
Oh.
It wasn't good for me on the whole thing, mind, body, soul.
Gotcha.
You know? And I find like from this experience when we're working with you
mm-hmm.
that I know that for the rest of my life I can never fall off the wagon again.
Mm.
Like I have to keep working out because
really
it's
good.
Very important because I am my best self
mm-hmm.
when I'm doing that.
Absolutely. There's something to be said too. I'll say this in my experience so far, running group sessions versus running one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. One-on-ones are fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said about a group of people getting together and working out that everyone gets better, I think, a little bit faster. It's pretty cool. And I think you doing it with the business here, I've told you this before too, but it's I think it's so cool. I think you guys should do it as long as you can.
Yeah, I agree. Incredible. I just can't picture it without it right now. You know, I really can't. It's becoming like it has been become a way of life for us in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
You know.
I love it too. I love coming here. You guys are one of my favorite groups.
Though.
Oh, right. That's one of the classes. Hope they don't watch this.
No one's listening.
Yeah, no one's listening.
He's kidding everybody else. Right. He's just saying that because he's here. Don't worry. Yeah. So do you go to a lot of people's houses?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that's mostly what we do right now. We love doing businesses too, though. We love doing businesses.
More businesses should do this.
More businesses should do this. Yeah. I think that is our, I mean, I know that that's
your strategy.
A big target down here that we could be working with businesses.
Yeah.
I love doing it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now as it is, we go to a lot of houses right now.
Yeah.
And that's great too. We love that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was pretty amazed at when we first started working out, like the first day, the second day that we did it, and how I'm like, I wonder how, like, the equipment that was needed to accomplish the job, right? And it's not that much, but it's right, whatever. So it's not like you're like transporting an entire gym, you know, you have the ropes and you have some weights and a bar, but to talk about the mobility of it, it is really mobile.
It's like, really mobile.
Because at first I thought, what's he going to do? Like, is it a big truck? And then it almost looks like a gym, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
And so it just goes to show you that with the right, you know, fundamental equipment, with the right exercises, that you can actually get a really good workout. And you don't have to have, like, all the accoutrements of the gym. Nothing against gyms, you know, at all. Because I still go to gyms when I can too, you know. Yep. But it's just... It just shows you, just do the work. You don't need like a lot of things.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that we believe in the company too, part of the reason that we choose the equipment that we choose is because we're all about the functionality of workouts. Mm-hmm. We work with people of all ages, all conditions. We want to help them improve their mobility, strength, cardio, everything like that. So we don't need machines. We need dumbbells, right? We need just some weights. We have a bench, you know, we have, so sometimes I pull up and people are like, you have a lot of stuff compared to what I thought you would have, you know? Yeah. So, but my point is that's our philosophy behind training in 4x4, all the trainers agree, is we're going for functionality, mobility, cardio, strength, the whole nine yards. We're not necessarily bodybuilder trainers. We're not trying to jump you on a machine and just pump a muscle. We're trying to make you overall function better overall.
And strong. Like, I feel stronger.
Too. Absolutely
since,
strong.
Since we've been working out together. I do.
Yeah, good.
I feel like a lot. And that you can tell, like, and then 2 weeks from now, probably strong. You can tell that it's building.
Yeah.
You know, the strength that you have and the endurance. And when you, like, have a, like, super stressful job like we do, endurance is a good thing to have.
It is.
Physically, you know? Yep. And then, of course, the byproduct of, you know, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
What are some, how would we give a tip to somebody that isn't doing what we're doing right now? Like, how to start? Like, what are some, like, is it a mental thing? I think it's mental. I think it's a commitment. Like, I don't care what it's going to cost, or I can't make excuses anymore. And I just have to do something, but I don't know. Maybe it's something else that you all know that's different than what I'm looking at.
Yeah. I think it probably depends on where you're at with it. You know, if you've just let yourself, you know, really slip out of shape and kind of get out of shape. I do think it's mental. I do also think maybe taking that first step of just trying it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are intimidated by training because they think it's going to crush them. Mm-hmm. They think it's going to be somebody yelling at their face and making them do burpees. But I think if you actually give it a shot, that will get you mm-hmm. on the right
just
track.
Just try. Yeah, just try.
I think just trying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and making that decision to, okay, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah.
And really doing it. Yeah.
Well, we continue to spread the word with all of what we can do with the magazine and yeah. the social and everything. And, you know, it looks so fun. I think that how can people not do it, you know? Yeah. One request that I have that I asked you the last time is can yeah. we add jump roping in?
Add the jump rope. Oh, man, I got to get that jump rope.
I'll bring a jump rope.
You bring a jump rope?
I'll bring it.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
Anything else to say before, you know, we close out? I'll just say it's been a mm-hmm. pleasure knowing you and meeting you, and I'm so looking forward to continuing our relationship together, and it means a lot to us who you are and what you're doing for us, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just want to say thank you for having me on, for sure. Thank you for all that you guys do, you know, putting us in the magazine and helping spread the word. You guys are so known around here, and you specifically, you're so known by everyone. Loves you here, Lisa.
Thank you. That's nice. Yeah. I've been here for a really long time. Yeah. Like I don't even understand like how I could be here so long. It's like kind of crazy.
Mind-blowing sometimes.
It's a little mind-blowing to know that I'm actually yeah. still even doing this and I'm still here, where people are probably going, how is she still here?
People love you here. And
thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. I love working with you guys. And yeah, we look forward to continuing to grow and for people to, you know, try us out in the area.
Yes.
And just continuing to expand and help and serve
yes.
more of the community.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I wish you and 4x4 Fitness continued success, and I know that your star is just going to keep going up, you know,
you.
And it's so great that you moved here. I'm glad that you moved
thank
here.
You yeah, we love it.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it, everybody. Come on, go get it. Have a
Do
good
it.
Day, everyone. Bye.